Roger, Stu, and Casey were climbing into the Batmobile and hitting the road. Join them as they head off on another comic book store adventure.
All right. Hey, everybody. Once again, this is Jay Stu coming to you from the great and mighty Sketchbook Comics. We're here with our good friend Jeff for our weekly look at comics and comic book related movies. Hey, man.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
First thing I want to ask you, and I was going to ask you about this anyway, but then more of it got added to the story last night. More Doctor Strange casting rumors.
Yeah.
And I know you and I aren't big on Doctor Strange. And
No, I'm not. I'm not a fan of that character.
And I think you got even angrier when you heard Ethan Hawke might be up for the role.
I wouldn't say angry. Maybe if it had been a character I liked, I might have gotten angry. Ethan Hawke is just a terrible actor.
I agree.
He's just one of those guys that just seems pretentious and like he thinks he's above what he's doing. And I don't know if this is the case, but he's always struck me as like one of those guys who thinks, I should be a stage actor. You know, I'm a classic Shakespearean type actor.
Right.
I'm better than making movies. You know, he always makes me think of Alec Guinness and him talking about Star Wars, you know, it's fairy tale rubbish. And so I'm like, yeah, there's something about him. And this is a guy who never does well with movies. Like, and yet, for some reason, somebody in Hollywood keeps casting him as a leading man and nobody cares.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see him as Doctor Strange, but
now
we'll see what happens.
You mentioned actors that think they're maybe a little bit better. So last night they officially said Joaquin Phoenix says he's out. He doesn't want to do it, saying that he might be too good for comic book movies. But then think about this. What do you say about like Robert Redford and Michael Douglas and Al Pacino all wanting to jump on board Marvel movies?
I think Joaquin Phoenix is nuts.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that they probably just wouldn't pay him what he was asking, and so he's just making excuses.
Oh, okay.
You know, that'd be my guess. You know, oh, I want Robert Downey Jr. money. Yeah, you're not going to get Robert Downey Jr. money. Thanks anyway, dude.
No.
You know, when it comes down to it, the Iron Man movies are the Iron Man movies because of Robert Downey Jr. You take him out, and they're so-so action movies. You know, there's nothing overly special about them without him. It's his embodiment of Tony Stark. The fact that he is Tony Stark that makes those movies work. Without him, it's nothing. You can make Doctor Strange with somebody other than Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, definitely.
Although he is one strange dude, so.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be perfect for the role, I guess.
It's the name, that's for sure. But, yeah, I think they're probably better off without him. I could see him being one of those actors that after one movie flakes and it's like, yeah, I don't want to do anymore. And, you know, and it's this huge blockbuster. Oh, my God, I was too successful. I got to move on.
Yeah. Right. And like we were talking about, like, I've never been a Doctor Strange fan. No. This might be one of the first Marvel movies I wait till home video.
I've always wanted to like Doctor Strange. I don't. I hate him. He may have the best power set in the Marvel Universe in that he could effectively have any power. He's lame.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, everything about him is lame. He's never, no matter what, he just makes giant pink handcuffs.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what he does. And he's got a floating eye that I can never understand why the clasp for his cape, which is the eye of Iron Meadow or whatever it's called, always has to float up and stick to his forehead. Why can't it just open right there? It's on his chest. Yeah.
I guess it's a cooler visual, maybe. I don't know.
I think they just need something to do with him. So let's make it float up. That eats up three panels and
stretches
the story.
They tried to make him an Avenger in recent years, and that didn't quite work either.
Nobody cared.
Yeah, not really.
Well, they took away the Sorcerer Supreme from him for a while. Gave it to Brother Voodoo.
I
preferred Brother Voodoo.
That was interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Who is also extremely lame, but... Yeah, I don't know. Just a character that I've wanted to like a lot, and it doesn't work for me at all.
Yeah, I agree. Now, they said hinted at the Fantastic Four's origin in this upcoming reboot, and I guess it's going to be more like the Ultimate origin?
That doesn't surprise me.
I guess it's cool that they're trying something different, at least.
I had a conversation with a customer a couple of days ago about the Fantastic Four, and his mentality is the Fantastic Four is the key to the Marvel Universe, and the entire universe stems out of them. And all I can think is, maybe Once Upon a Time, and I still don't agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they got hit by cosmic rays, and it was all 1960s pseudoscience is where the Marvel Universe came from.
Yeah, pretty much.
It came from all that fear of radiation and atomic power and science in general. The great unknown it scared the hell out of people back then, so that's where Stan Lee got all the powers.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that the Fantastic Four was ever truly the core of the Marvel Universe. I think it was kind of a focal point before the Avengers and X-Men really caught on. I mean, it took years for the X-Men to catch on.
Oh, definitely.
But, you know, so I think the Fantastic Four was kind of the core, but I also think they're extremely dated, and I don't think anybody cares anymore.
Not a lot of people I know, anyhow. No.
And his argument is, well, that's because they don't have the right writer on it. And I disagree with that strongly. James Robinson, Mark Waid, hell, Mark Millar, and I'm not even a big fan of him. These guys have all taken a hand at it, and yet nobody cares.
Yeah, big-time writers and everything.
This is a team that... The one that I would argue is the Human Torch. People still dig him, but aside from that, nobody cares. Fantastic Four may be the most universally disliked superhero in the world. Nobody seems to like that guy.
Yeah, not really. And I don't have really high hopes for this movie, anyhow.
No, neither, obviously, does the studio. We're going to push it back by a month. And
yeah.
I won't be shocked if it gets pushed back further.
Oh, probably not.
I wouldn't be surprised if it makes it out of the summer. And
one of those weird movie months, like, yeah, October, February.
Yeah. We'll just drop this here. Maybe people will go see it because there's nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they have any faith in it being a summer blockbuster by any means.
I guess not. Now, would you take the course they're offering in Baltimore in the Marvel's Cinematic Universe history?
Probably not.
I would have back in the day if it was a course offered at my school.
Yeah, if it had been, if it was good for credit, yeah. If it had been about the Marvel Universe, absolutely. About the Marvel Cinematic Universe, yeah. Okay, it's not that big. I'm like,
not really.
I fill a full course with this, but
a couple weeks maybe.
Yeah, you're done in a week. You've written your exam in midterm by the end of September.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm 100% behind the idea that there is a course. 100%.
Oh yeah.
Bring out more. You know, do the actual Marvel Universe. Do the DC Universe. Hell, do the Image world. You know, Dark Horse and. I don't care what it is. I think it's fantastic that they offered any sort of course in pop culture. And
yeah.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, Scott Snyder, the writer for Batman, is a college professor as well.
Oh, I didn't know.
And he teaches writing and stuff like that. And, I mean, he's brought students into the game. I mean, I think it was Tinian who wrote Grayson and writes The Woods at Boom or Oni, something like that. He was one of his students, and there's a girl that's writing comics right now, or a woman, whatever you prefer to call her, who was one of his students as well. And so he's bringing people in through that avenue, using comics in his creative writing courses and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's out there. It's, you know, this one just happened to get some big push, but it's definitely out there.
Oh, that's fantastic, actually. Cool, and I know you're probably excited that there might be a Suicide Squad movie in the
works. Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I think that would be just fantastic, you know? You bring in, like... Hell, if you want to use Harley, go ahead, but, I mean, Deadshot and Rick Flag and Bronze Tiger.
Yeah.
Man, that stuff Captain would be fantastic. Boomerang. Captain Boomerang. And, man, if you want a bigger name, bring in Deathstroke or something to be part of it. But
yeah.
And Deadshot, man, Deadshot's my favorite Suicide Squad character. But if you can do what... kind of an action, maybe a little bit more action-y version of, like, what they did with Captain America 2, and, like, a little bit more espionage and black ops. Maybe that's a better word than action. But more black ops, man, that would be fantastic. I would be 100% down with that. You bring in some C-listers to just off throughout the movie and...
Yeah, for sure.
Blow up their heads to prove a point. Oh, man, that would be so good. I'm so... Man, I'm jacked up for that, and I probably shouldn't be, because who knows?
It's nice to hear that DC's thinking outside the box now. That and absolutely. Shazam and...
Yeah, Shazam and Suicide Squad on top of, you know, Batman and Superman.
All right, so we might as well jump into the world of comic books. Did you get a chance to read either the Booster Gold special or Superman Doomed last week?
I didn't read Superman Doomed. I flipped through it. I wanted to read it. And just because I tend to do that, I'll read a lot of the endings of stories. I had no idea what was going on. It's too involved. You have to have read more of it. So I read the spoilers on that with the kind of the reveal of who the big bad is. And apparently that big bad also shows up in the newest issue of Future's End. The Booster Gold I did read, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I was a little confused at the beginning, and then about partway through I was like, oh, I get it now. Booster Gold is actually the pre-New 52 Booster Gold.
Yes.
All right. Now this makes more sense. I was like, all right, cool. So, yeah. I mean, I've had people that ask me, do you think this means they're going to end the New 52? No.
No, not at all.
No way.
But do you think it's going to tie in with this big rumored crisis event next spring?
Oh, yeah. Hells yes. I think that's exactly what it's going to do. Yeah, well, I mean, they've already set the table for that with the Anti-Monitor at the end of Forever Evil and the fact that he's after Darkseid. And I think that's really what the Crisis is going to be this time. And who knows if they'll even use the Crisis name. I expect they will because of the 30th anniversary.
That's right, yeah.
But, you know, all the weeklies ending in March, you know, April being the 30th anniversary, it's just too coincidental for it not to be a giant setup for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I dug it though. I really like the Booster Gold one.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the little flashes of things like the Commandy world and yeah, that stuff was all great.
Earth 4, which I guess is going to show up in Multiversity as well.
Yeah. And I mean, the Commandy stuff is right out of the Jack Kirby stuff. Like he drops in right in the middle of one of those scenes and I'm like, this is fantastic. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. A couple of the other ones that were really good were Red Lanterns and Sinestro. Both fantastic. Yeah. I mean, Red Lanterns is effectively the end of the Red Lanterns. It's Guy getting rid of all of the Red Lanterns. Excuse me. And Sinestro is... He's no longer a Yellow Lantern in Sinestro.
Oh, okay.
So good. Yeah, it's fantastic. He's in a prison.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really good. So I really recommend those ones. And yeah, the Booster Gold one was really, really well done. Dan, I've had people, does Dan Jurgens have anything to do with this? Yes, he writes it and draws some of it. All right, I'll buy that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Something else that's fantastic, walked into the store today, saw the awesome poster for the Earth 2 Futures End, which starts next week.
Maybe? No, I think it's the week after.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember seeing it on the list for next week, but Earth 2 comes out next week. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
It's very soon, though.
Yes, it's very, very soon. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that big time.
I'm psyched. Like it's going to be good. I'm hoping to see some of this war they keep mentioning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm dying to see that.
Yeah. And read anything else? Or? I know I'm behind a little bit, but.
No, you're right. Earth 2 World's End does come out next week.
Nice.
The Red Lantern Sinestro was really good. The new Green Lantern crossover, Godhead. I've only read the first part. The first two are Godhead 1 and the Green Lantern 35, which ties into it. I haven't read Green Lantern yet, but Godhead 1 was phenomenal. The stuff they've done with the new gods, I think Kirby would approve.
Oh, good.
It's so well That's done. Awesome. High Father is crazy. In a good way. Like, he's trying to help his people and win the war, you know, with Apocalypse. But really well done. The new Grayson is fantastic. The new Justice League is really cool as you start to kind of get a little bit of info on what Luthor and Captain Cold are both kind of doing in the Justice League. Edge of Spider-Verse with... Edge of Spider-Verse 4 came out this week, and I had a customer who said, oh, that book kind of looks... I thought that was a Tales from the Crypt book.
Oh, really?
Just from the way the cover's laid out and stuff. And I kind of looked at him and thought, that's really where this story should come from. It is probably one of the darkest Spider-Man versions I've ever seen.
Oh, cool.
Very disturbing in a way. Cap 25 came out with the big reveal of who the new Cap is.
Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. We told you 3 months ago. But it's okay.
Okay.
You know, it's a decent book, but the reveal is funny. Because Remender has some poked some fun at the fact that they actually have a reveal for this character that they told us was coming 2 months ago. What else came out this week? Lobo came out, the new Lobo number one. It was decent.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't sure what to expect from it, but he's an actual character, you know, as opposed to the old Lobo, which was a parody.
Oh, yeah.
For far too long, he was a
fighting
parody.
The Easter Bunny. And
yeah. And, I mean, some of that stuff was incredibly funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking almost 20 years ago now, if not more than that. I don't remember his first appearance, but, you know, 15 to 20 years of a character that was kind of one note. You know, there's not a ton to him. And this character, I mean, people refer to him as the emo Lobo. He's not emo. He's an actual character.
Yeah.
He's a three-dimensional character. But they set it up. And Colin Bunn, who writes Sinestro, and does a really good job on Sinestro's writing it. So,
all right.
I have faith. It was good enough to keep me reading.
Oh, that's
Let's
good.
Go with that.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. But one of the books, and I mean, unfortunately, we've sold out of it at the moment, but Gotham Academy that came out this week. Fantastic book.
Okay.
If you like Harry Potter, I can't recommend this enough. That's what it's, and it's funny because I read it, and when I got to the end, all I could think was, man, I wish I already had the next issue. This is really good. Nobody characters. You know, right. To the best of my knowledge, these aren't characters that had been seen before, with the exception of Bruce Wayne, who makes a couple of appearances, obviously.
Right.
But such a good book. It really had, like, that feel that Harry Potter has at the school, obviously without the magic, but
yeah,
it was so good. And then I read a big review online that gave it a 9 out of 10, and that's how they opened it, if you missed Harry Potter. And I thought, okay, I'm not crazy.
Would kids like this comic?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I don't know that I would say that it's all ages, because I have a feeling some of it would probably swing a little bit over their heads, on the whole, fantastic book. Like,
okay.
Blew me away with how good it was. Because it's one of those... The new Gotham books they've announced are kind of like, okay, let's see what happens. Like, Arkham Manor, I think it's called.
All right.
Where it's, you know, Arkham Asylum moves into Wayne Manor. But maybe that'll be good.
Okay.
But it was like that. It was like, okay, you know, Gotham Academy and Arkham Manor... Yeah, they're bat books, but not really. So I was kind of hesitant about them, but man, if Gotham Academy was any indication, they're all going to be fantastic.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, but yeah, Gotham Academy's fantastic. Great read. Great art. It's Carl Kershaw, who's an artist from St. Catharines.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure he's in Montreal now, I think. But phenomenal artist. Not a big comic guy. He does a lot of his own self-publishing, web comics, that kind of stuff.
All right.
But just when he does it, he's a talent. There's no doubt about it. He could be huge, but he prefers to do other stuff. So
okay.
Yeah, definitely very good.
Now, what's coming out next week?
Next week, we've got Arrow Season 2.5, number one for the TV show, comes out next week. Amazing Spider-Man 7 is next week. Batgirl 35, which is the new creative team and... new costume and all that stuff.
Okay.
Batman 35, which is the launch of the new story, which the title of it is slipping my mind.
Is it Endgame?
Yes, Endgame. Okay. Hawkeye versus Deadpool 1. Clarion, the Witch Boy, except I don't think they call it that. I think it's just called Clarion, number one. Which could be interesting. I mean, he's an odd character to give a number one, like, to give a series to.
Yeah.
But I'll check it out. He's a neat enough character, and they kind of won me over to him a little bit with Teen Titans Futures End number one, because he's part of the Teen Titans team in the future, and he's kind of cool in it. So, and then the big one for me is Sabrina number one comes out from Archie, and
oh,
this is the
okay.
one that's in the same vein as Afterlife with Archie.
Okay,
it's an actual book about her being a witch, and it's a horror book.
I'll have to check that out for
so
sure.
I'm
then.
Super psyched about that. That comes out next week as well, and then obviously, as we mentioned earlier, Earth 2 Worlds.
Oh yes. Yes.
Which I'm looking forward to a lot.
All right, man. Well, thanks again for your thoughts and insights to the world of comics and movies.
Anytime.
And everyone out there, come on down to Sketchbook Comics. Check it out. Friendly atmosphere, great items. You know, you'll be sorry you missed it.
That's right. And we can talk about Lucifer being picked up by Fox next.
That's right. That's right. All right. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.